This is Fresh Air. Our film critic, Justin Chang, says the new French thriller Misericordia is one of the most enjoyable and surprising films he's seen so far this year. It tells the story of a man whose return to his hometown sets off unsettling shockwaves. Misericordia is now in select theaters. Here is Justin's review.
There have been countless movies about people heading back home after some time away and getting a less than friendly reception. Some of these characters are just searching for a little peace and quiet, like the ex-boxer, played by John Wayne, who returns to his Irish roots in John Ford's classic, The Quiet Man. And then there are those like Charlize Theron's misanthropic writer in Young Adult, who blows back into her suburban hometown looking to stir up trouble. One of the pleasures of Alain Giraudy's thriller, Misericordia, is that you're never quite sure which camp its protagonist falls into. Jérémy, played by Félix Kizil, is a man of about 30, and he's hard to figure out. Raffishly handsome, but with something cold and inscrutable in his blue-eyed gaze. As the movie begins, he's driving to a tiny French village called Saint-Martial, nestled in a hilly, densely wooded countryside where residents go on long walks and forage for mushrooms. Jérémy has come back for the funeral of his former employer, a baker, who's just died at the age of 62. Jérémy stays with the baker's widow, Martine. She's played by the great French actor Catherine Froh, and she's open-hearted and welcoming, allowing Jérémy to stay on for a bit after the funeral. Rather less hospitable is her son, Vincent, who lives nearby with his wife and son, but drops by his mom's house often, each time making it clear that Jérémy is overstaying his welcome. The two men have some unfinished business. They used to be friends, and there's a homoerotic undercurrent to their thinly disguised hostility. Whatever might have happened between Jérémy and Vincent is never spelled out. But what makes Misericordia so unsettling and also so darkly funny, is its belief that we all walk around carrying our share of latent, inconvenient desires. Giraudy is a leading figure in European queer cinema, who's best known for his 2013 gay cruising thriller, Stranger by the Lake. That movie was a tightly honed exercise in suspense. For all the sun-drenched nudity, it threw off an icy Hitchcockian chill. Since then, though, Giraudy's work has gotten looser, weirder, and more brazenly out there, cutting across boundaries in terms of tone, genre, and sexuality. His films are full of gay, straight, and often cross-generational romantic pairings. Indeed, his fascination with May-December encounters may be the most taboo thing about his work. In Misericordia, Jérémy has no shortage of potential lust objects. He flits from one erotic possibility to another with a callous lack of investment. He seems to have had a thing for his former boss. He hits on a burly older friend who violently rebuffs him, at least initially. There's also a village priest skulking about, played by a hilarious Jacques Davlet, who seems to know all Jérémy's secrets and harbors a few of his own. Misericordia becomes a small-town murder mystery of sorts, complete with dead body, cover-up, and police investigation. But this isn't one of those puzzles where the truth comes tumbling out in a sudden flurry of flashbacks and revelations. Giraudy doesn't have much use for the past. He's interested in how his characters respond in the here and now. Misericordia knows exactly what it's doing, and also seems to be making itself up as it goes along. It's meticulous and smart, but it's also spontaneous and alive. The title is the Latin word for mercy, and as with so much here, it's shrouded in ambiguity. Jérémy receives more than his share of compassion from others, like Martine, who is ludicrously patient with him, and the priest, who in one example of the movie's topsy-turvy moral logic, insists on confessing his sins to Jérémy. Giraudy himself grew up in a small town in southern France, and he clearly loves telling stories set against wild and evocative landscapes, where anything can happen. Jérémy is clearly drawn to this place, too. For all its impish humor, Misericordia turns out to be an entirely sincere portrait of a small town, where bakeries, farms, and a whole way of life are on the verge of disappearing. Perhaps making this movie was Guillaudy's own small act of mercy, a reminder for Jérémy and the rest of us that sometimes, maybe, you can go home again.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed the new French thriller, Misericordia. On Monday's show, we speak with British actor Stephen Graham, who's starring in two new shows. In the Hulu series A Thousand Blows, he plays a real-life bare-knuckle boxer fighting in Victorian London. And in Netflix's Adolescence, he plays the father of a 13-year-old boy arrested for murdering a classmate. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Sam Brigger is our managing producer. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauer. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Biancool.